Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Miscommunication. We have a super, super exciting episode for everybody tonight. Not like all our episodes aren't super exciting, but Kelly and I are particularly excited about this one. We are going to talk mostly music tonight, and not just music, but we're going to talk about the men behind the music. We're going to share with you the good, the bad, and the ugly behind some of our favorite rockers. But first, Kelly, how are you this evening?
I'm slightly fantastic. I'm, since we decided on the topic of the podcast tonight, I've just been bubbling over with excitement. So I'm really excited to do this show, and super excited for any drama that might occur, after 8 p.m. because there's always something.
Always something. Yeah, I like it. So a good Monday for sure.
Absolutely. Great Monday.
Fantastic.
How are
and
you?
I'm good as well. I too was very excited once we chose the topic of the show. I think that we have some cool little tidbits that we can share with everybody. Getting ready for my half marathon in less than a week. So going into kind of reduced stress relaxation mode, if there is such a thing during the work week. But I'm attempting to find that and trying it out. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. And if you can find it, shoot me a text and kind of maybe let me know how and where to locate that.
I will draw a map. In fact, and show you the way. So I'm sure people missed us last week. We were not on last week because unfortunately Kelly jammed it up so much at Louder Than Life that she became very, very ill with strep throat, apparently. So
I did.
Kelly,
and
why,
I did
why don't we start with how you're feeling? Better?
I am feeling, obviously, I am feeling a lot better. I'm on day six of my wonderful antibiotics. Now, my initial, thought process was, Saturday of the concert, it was, freaking freezing outside. It was, 12 degrees, so cold. It was rainy and damp and nasty. Our feet got wet, and I was like, that's probably what it was. And then, of course, Sunday afternoon, we went prepared for it to be, cool, and it was not, and it was 80 degrees and super warm. And so I'm like, okay, first day getting all cold and nasty, second day being, warm and still nasty because it was so hot. And I'm like, probably the difference in the weather is what did it. Get home, get to the doctor on Tuesday. Got my diagnosis. Of course, I texted my brother right off the gate because I was like, I'd see, him and my sister-in-law and my nephews. And, of course, all three of them. My niece and nephews love me, probably because they're not old enough to know better yet. but they love me. And so when I was leaving them on Saturday morning, of course, all three of them, kissed me just right on the mouth. So I'm like,
of course.
Great. Great. So now I'm going to give all three of the kids strep throat, and I felt awful. So I text my brother. I was like, hey, what's up? Just wanted to give you a heads up. I have strep. I hope I didn't give it to the kids. And he was like, uh-oh. And I said, okay, what's that mean? basically, my niece was out of school for a couple of days last week because she has strep throat. So I was like, hey, found out where I got it. It wasn't from some random person that I shared air with at the concert or some skanky person, you know, that could have given me probably more than Shrek. It was me.
Right.
And if I can't get Shrek from anybody, I want it to be from one of them. So it was miserable. I slept for 3 days, but I didn't have to go to work for 3 days, so that part was kind of glorious. But other than that, obviously my voice is in full working order now, so I feel 100% better.
Nice.
So yeah, that was a 10-minute version of I feel better. It's basically how that just...
We like your 10-minute versions of I feel better.
I know.
Louder than life.
I feel like we haven't talked. Holy bejesus.
Tell us about
like
that.
I stepped all over that. I went... when we bought these tickets, when my friends and I bought these tickets, and you know, and we decided that we're gonna buy these tickets and we're gonna go. And of course, we talked about it a couple months ago. It was in July that we bought the tickets. And at the time, I was just like, I'm kind of excited because I'll get to see Shinedown, and they're my favorite band ever, and that'll be great. And so the closer that it got, the more I was listening to, like, other bands that were going to be there. And then, of course, it actually happened. And I'm still such a freaking fangirl. still thinking about it. Like, it's ridiculous. I actually, not even kidding, contemplated on Saturday when I got together with my brother. We talked about, he was like, do you maybe want to skip the first day of the concert and go with me to the UK football game? You know how I feel about UK football. It would have been kind of fantastic because, you know, we were down by 2 touchdowns with like 7 minutes left in the game and then made this monstrous comeback and won in overtime. But that game was stressful and I don't want to talk about it. But, you know, I actually thought about it for a minute, but then I was like, no, I paid $100 to go to this concert. I'm going to go to every minute of it, and I'm going to get my money's worth. And I tell you what, I got more than my money's worth. The only way I could have gotten any more of my money's worth would have been if I had found a random band member to make out with. That would have been the only
that
way that it could have
awesome.
Been.
Awesome.
That would have been freaking amazing. We probably would have had another, another band on the list to talk about. But you know, no. I mean, like I fell in freaking love. I got to see either my first day, and I can tell you that I have, I now just have a Cedar playlist on my phone because some
nice.
Of their stuff is freaking fantastic. And then of course. Sunday, I got to see Nothing More. I got to see, and of course, I sent you the picture. We were so far away from the stage, but it was still the video screens were big enough that I could see Johnny's abs. So that part was good, and of course, Breaking Benjamin and Shinedown were freaking amazing, with the exception of the last like 10 minutes, which I, you know, did text you in great detail about.
Yes. Yep. But that was not their fault.
Yeah.
Let us be clear.
No.
That was
that was not Shinedown's fault. That was not Shinedown's fault.
They were still
fantastic. Oh my gosh. They were amazing either way. Like they were amazing. And even the songs that I had to listen to walking back to the car. It was great.
You mean walking back to the
fantastic.
Car before that they were finished?
Yeah. this is and
well, who
me,
in the world does
me,
that, Kelly? Who does
let me,
that?
Let me preface this by saying, like, I love my friends. The people I went with, we had a great time. We had a blast. We've actually already talked about going back together next year. Chances are that probably won't happen because one of the three of us will bail. That's okay. But I mean, like, we had a ball. But keep in mind, none of the three of us have seen Shinedown in concert. Now, this is actually where I probably should have, referenced you, who have seen them several times. Probably should have asked, like, hey, what kind of song do they end with so I can kind of know when the end is coming and I don't have to be super sad just all at once. But no. My friend says, you know what, I bet they end with Simple Man. And I'm like, you know, if you think about it, it kind of makes sense because it is a freaking great song. And the intro that he gives to it, and you know, like on stage, because Lynyrd Skynyrd had actually just played at the opposite end of the, you know, of the festival thing. So they had just played on the other side of the thing. And, you know, and he was like, he was talking about how great Lynyrd Skynyrd was and this song and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, he's like, I bet they end with this song. And I'm like, I'm not going to be like, hey, they're done until they're walking off the stage. That's when I'm going to know they ended on what song. When I don't see Brent Smith anymore on the stage, that's when I'll know that they're done. That's a good
clue.
That's a huge clue. And start playing this song, and our other friend looks at him and is like, hey, why don't we just beat the crowd and go now? And I'm like, okay, point A, this is the only band I wanted to see, hardcore. Point B, how are we going to walk out in the middle of Simple Man?
Exactly.
How are you going to do it? And point three, I felt a little screwed because I told them, like, hands down, look, I want to see them. That's all that I came for. That's the only reason I bought these tickets was so I could see them. And that's what I want. I want to stay and see everything about them that I can. And, of course, on the way to the car, we hear them play at least Sound of Madness. And that's probably one of my favorites. And we're just going to listen to it from a mile and a half away. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, of course, punch my friends. But they're still freaking singing back there. They're still freaking singing. And here we are walking to the car. And so I was pissed and didn't speak to them the whole way home. But, you know,
you did not.
All in all, I didn't speak to them because I was chasing you the whole time, which is totally fine. even with that maybe sour ending to the experience, it was freaking amazing. Freaking amazing. And I, considering going to, like, other festivals. Like, they have Rock on the Range in Ohio. They do have this thing called the Carolina Rebellion over there in your neck of the woods that maybe you could go home and we could go to. I mean, that would be fun to share that together. We should do that.
It would be.
Claudia.
Who was the dark horse? Who did you, you know, not really even think about being there or didn't care about, but just, like, you saw them and they were freaking amazing?
My four favorites, of course, and if any of our, you know, four and a half listeners follow us on Twitter, I tweeted a friend of mine who's a Shannon, I've talked about him before, I tweeted it because he asked on the radio who were your favorites. I mean, obviously Shinedown was number one, but Seether, who I was not, like, I had, like, two songs from them on my, you know, in my Apple Music. And I'm like, you know, not, like, super pumped about it. Fell in love with Seether. We got to see Blackstone Terry on Sunday afternoon, which they were freaking amazing. And they're from, like, they grew up and they originated, like, 30 miles from here. So they're, like, hometown Kentucky boys. They're actually recording their new album right now in Glasgow, which is like 45 minutes from where I am right now. I could always go and be like a total, total fangirl. Flex. some Cherry Fangirl and just sit outside the studio. But, I mean, they were both freaking fantastic, and I wasn't expecting it because, I mean, I'm pretty sure I probably told you at some point, too, like, I'm just in it for the Breaking Benjamin and the Shinedown.
Yep, absolutely. Like, I convinced you to be excited about Nothing More for the abs.
Yeah, yes, you did. Yes, you did, and it was great. It was, I mean, they were great. They were amazing. I don't have other words. Now, what is this group? Saint Estonium or something of that?
Saint Estonium, hold on, I'll be, maybe?
Something like that. I think they were actually in Louisville today, too. They did like an acoustic show this afternoon in Louisville, and they were slightly fantastic. But it's just because like they're part of 3 Days Grace and part of Stained and part of some other band, and they all come together and they each do some of their songs from each group. So like we walked in the first day and they were singing the 3 Days Grace I Hate Everything About You, which is apparently one of my new favorite songs, because I kind of like that one too. But you know, I mean, like I wasn't expecting them to be awesome. I wasn't expecting, I definitely wasn't expecting to, fall in love and start stalking Cedar and Blackstone Cherry on, Facebook and Twitter and the concert tracking app. And speaking of that concert tracking app, all of these bands that I apparently have just recently fallen in love with are going to be in freaking Europe in the spring and in the beginning of next year. I'm like, why? Like, why don't you come back?
I see that.
Why do you need to go? Why do you need to go to Why do you need to go to France when you could come? I mean, Kentucky has a Paris. You can come to Paris, Kentucky. Nothing
right.
Like that.
I mean,
come on.
Saint Estonia is going to be in Finland next month. Finland.
What in the world, man? Why is that in Finland? There's one of them that's going to Iceland. Look, what are you doing? What are you doing? Come home. Come home to the United States and come to Kentucky and let me be near you again. I am crazy, hardcore, ready to do, more concerts.
Yes.
Just because it was, and I texted you the night before, I was a little anxious, I was a little nervous, because I'd never done anything like that before. I'd never been anywhere, like that. The only concerts that I go to are, the Oak Ridge Boys. And things, I can tell you, things don't get crazy at the Oak Ridge Boys concert. If you stand up,
that's pretty crazy.
Exactly. But, there were, during the Breaking Benjamin set, there was, people coming out. And, of course, we stayed, further back to that one, and thankfully so, because, there were people coming out of, out of there, bloody noses. I saw, two or three people that had, that had broken their nose. They had to get somebody out on a stretcher because they had, they were crowd surfing and people dropped them. And they, hurt their back pretty bad. So, I was I looked at my friend. I was like, thank you for, not wanting to be super close for this one. But, then I say, hey, look, I don't care. I don't care how dangerous it is. I want to be as close as possible for Shinedown. And we sit in the exact same place.
Not walking.
So
to the
anyway. Well,
three
now
songs.
Yeah, not walking to the parking lot. Three songs before the end, and not so far back that I can't tell what color shirt they're wearing. But regardless of anything that I have to complain about, amazing weekend. amazing.
Fantastic.
Like, I'm ready for it to be next October so I can go back. That's how fantastic it was. So
that's pretty fantastic.
Freaking was fantastic. Now that I've spent 30 minutes talking about my stuff, like, how was your concert experience?
My concert was also amazing. So my friend Michelle and Michelle might be listening. Michelle, what's up?
Michelle
and I went to, what's up? Shout out to Michelle. Hashtag jelly, because that's what she is right now.
Can she call in and hang out with us sometime?
She is totally going to call in and hang out with us sometime. So, yes, she has an open invitation. Michelle, open invitation. Anytime that you want to join us on air, you are more than welcome.
Yes, absolutely. Bring it. Come on.
We had an awesome time. So we went to the Monster Energy Outbreak Tour down in Jacksonville, North Carolina. It was a little warm and a little muggy, but that's okay. It was indoors, so that's fine. The Marmosets were supposed to be there, but apparently lead Marmoset has a broken leg. So it was Separations, Turbo Wolf, The Color Morale, and then Nothing More was the headliner. And I don't even know where to start. So I'll start with where we started, which was soundcheck for Nothing More. That was pretty exciting. And Kelly, I texted her a picture from soundcheck. And do you remember what you texted me, Kelly, when I sent you that picture?
I'm pretty sure I said, holy crap, he's wearing a shirt.
That is exactly what she said, lady and gentleman listening. She said, he is wearing a shirt. Why is he wearing a shirt?
Which,
and I was like, no, it's just soundcheck.
Because it's disappointing. Yeah, I mean, like,
he
walked out on the stage, it says that's a thing, and then, I mean, like, barefooted, no shirt, and it's a good thing he was on Saturday, on Sunday when it was warm, because, like, Saturday he would have frozen his poor little nipples off. But Sunday it was perfect weather for him to come out there in his bare feet and his no shirt. But to continue.
Yes. So sound check, shirt. So I had to calm Kelly down, make sure she was okay. But we then got to chat with the guys for a couple minutes after that, and you'll be happy to know that I chastised Johnny, who is the lead singer, for drinking Monster, because as you can tell by looking at him, he is quite the healthy guy, quite the fit individual. And I noticed during soundcheck that he was guzzling Monster. And I was like, no, you know that's bad for you, right? I get that they're your sponsor, but not good. Well, they actually put water in Monster cans for him. So he showed me. It is a Monster can, and it looks, you know, if you just look at it from afar, it looks like regular old Monster, but at the very bottom it says water, and it just has water in it, and that's what he drinks. So, little interesting fact, not always what you think it is in the can. So, those sponsors, they can do all kinds of crazy things with their products there to make sure that they get appropriate product placement. And I kind of always wondered about that, you know, like, what if you don't like the stuff that is your sponsor? Or what if you can't drink, eat, use it, whatever, for some reason? So apparently there's the answer. You don't have to. They will create trickery to make everybody think that you are consuming or utilizing said product. Very interesting.
Yeah. That is nice. Now, do they take, like, actual, like, it actually was, like, the Monster drink in the can, and they, like, empty it and put water in it? Or does Monster themselves actually just put water in it?
Monster themselves puts water in it.
That's
like,
kind
it is
of
stamped on the can, water, at the bottom. You know how... I don't drink Monster, but you know how at the bottom where it'll tell you, like, which, like in little letters, like which one it is, like peach tea or whatever. I don't know. That's the only one I know.
Yeah.
Down at the bottom, down there it says water.
And it just says water. Well, son of a gun.
Yep.
That's kind of cool, and it's kind of ridiculous all at the same time, because you were sharing oxygen with him, and he is fantastic enough, and you know, like righteous enough to get to have monster put water in a can.
Right.
Like,
how fantastic
that's crazy.
Is that?
That is.
I'm pretty sure we hugged. We did hug.
Stop it.
So
you're not supposed to tell me things like that.
So
man,
sorry.
What in the world?
So sorry.
Unbelievable.
I was just kidding.
You know how close
we didn't
I
really
got?
Hug.
You know, I didn't
I
get.
Joking.
No, you touched him. You touched him. You sent me pictures. I saw you touching him. So don't try to deny it. But I am. I mean, like, I didn't get the closest I got to any band member at Ladder Than Life was my friend Sam, who is, well, I've known Sam for a long time, and then he became part of a band, and now they, you know, they kind of sing and tour and do some things, not like, you know, huge tours, but they sing. You know, and do some stuff like around Bowling Green, Louisville, you know, the Kentucky cities and whatnot. But, I mean, the closest I got was to him, and he wasn't playing. He was just there. So
yeah.
I did try on several occasions, because if you're in a band, they give you VIP passes. And if we had spent, I think it's only like $20 more, I could have had a VIP pass, and I wouldn't have had any problem getting close to any of the band people, because I would have been able to go in the VIP area. But now I know what to do for next year.
Now you
and
know.
And that is going to be, yeah, now I know that next year I need to buy VIP pass, which I will.
VIP?
Because I want to get, and I mean, like, they got that backstage area locked down like Fort Knox. I mean, like, you're not getting anywhere near them. Like, no.
So true.
I mean, you're more likely to be able to get close to the Pope than you are to get close to any of these band people at the concert. But, I mean, just freaking, I mean, like, it was freaking fantastic. And you hugged him.
I did.
And I'm jealous.
I did.
Michelle and I together are now jealous. And I can be jealous
too.
Of her, too. I was going
to
say, because she fucked her.
Yep.
She fucking probably touched him, too. See, I can't even.
She did.
Like, I'm so.
And apparently, I didn't even know, but when we, so we met them twice. We'll talk about that in a minute. But so right there, you know, when I chastised him about his monster consumption, apparently I walked away when he was trying to say nice to meet you or something. I have no idea. But Michelle was like, he was trying to talk to you. And I was like, what? She's like, he was trying to say nice to meet you or something. I'm like, sorry. So, yeah, there was that. But super nice guys, which, again, we'll talk about more in a minute. But let me get to the concert, and then we'll dive into our big topic.
I keep overstepping.
That's okay. It's what you're here for. So, Separation, I don't know if you may not recognize their name. However, they do currently have a song on Octane called Dream Eater. Check it out on Apple Music or whatever music source you use. But, you know, Kelly and I only use Apple Music, so that's what we talk about. So,
that is true.
Kelly, if you're not familiar, check it out on Apple Music. It's Separations. They are out of Atlanta, Georgia. And they were actually the first band out, but should have been probably just before Nothing More. They were very, very good. Super, super nice guys. We'll chat about that soon as well. But Dream Eater, great song. It's on Octane right now. And they played some other real good stuff. They have a real nice sound. So I expect... I expect good things from them if they can get their tour bus fixed, because apparently they had some major bus issues on this last tour.
Oh, man.
The Color Morale was what?
I said, oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, it did suck. They actually missed, I think, Charlotte because of that. The Color Morale, they were good. I can't really say a whole lot about them because they weren't super, super memorable, but they were good. I mean, they're worth a listen. Turbo Wolf. Have you ever heard of them, Kelly?
I have not. I have not heard of them.
Well, they were interesting. So they are from England, I think, and the lead singer looks sort of like Gallagher. So we fully expected him to march out with a watermelon at some point and smash it on all of us. Luckily, he did not. however, he did have on a sparkly black jacket. And I use the term jacket loosely because it was sort of more like a cardigan. And I'm pretty sure guys aren't supposed to wear cardigans. I wish I was.
Unless you're like one of those like hipster types that wears like, you know, I'm going to wear my button-up plaid shirt and a cardigan over it. I mean, like, we can do that because
right.
We're girls. Men usually don't
do
that.
Yeah, no, he wore his Rocky Horror Picture Show t-shirt and his sparkly black cardigan.
You're kidding me.
Sparkly.
I wish you had sent me a picture of that, because I probably did.
I have one. I do have a photo. Left. I will send it to you. Yeah, it was, And if you can imagine, I'm getting ready to top all that, because during the show, he actually did push-ups.
Stop it. Why?
Yeah.
Why would you?
I have no idea.
During
no
the concert,
clue.
could he still hold the mic and sing?
No, it was during an instrumental portion. Yeah, it was very confusing. A lot of us just looked at each other like, what the hell is happening right now? I'm not really sure. Yeah, so that's what I have about Turbo Wolf. Yeah, Gallagher, sparkly cardigan, push-ups.
I mean, I'm expecting this picture to come to my phone, you know, momentarily.
Let me make that happen.
Just because I really need to see that.
You do need to see that. So while I'm making that happen, nothing more, of course, was fan-fucking-tastic. Just amazing. Like, crowd was great. The guy beside me did almost get in a fight with the people behind us. I was pretty excited about that because I felt like I was going to get to either be a part of or be a primary witness of a huge ass kicking. But alas, it did not occur. So, yeah, you know, maybe next time. Nothing more brought it as usual and did not disappoint in any way, shape, or form. Picture should
Stop
be coming
it.
To you any minute, right?
Stop it. That thing has, it's not just sparkly, like sparkly fabric. It's like it has sequins. Like those
Correct.
Are
it's a sequins.
That is,
yeah.
That is not okay. And if he was fine, that could possibly make up for it.
But he doesn't meet
those qualifications either.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
Nope. Not even a little bit.
No.
Yeah, we're going all in on the nose on that one. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just to confirm my emphatic no, I may, go YouTube them after we're done here. But, you know, I can't. Yikes.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fun. We did warn people you know, like when we started this whole thing, if we don't like you, A, we're either not going to, you know, we're not going to talk about you, or B, we're going to crush you either way. Yeah.
Something's going to happen.
Yeah. And I mean, it's quite the unfortunate, you know, the unfortunate thing that that picture had to happen. I did just have to look at it again because it's freaking ridiculous. And then, of course, his drummer is right behind him. Is he chugging beer?
Yeah, but doesn't it look like
with an
ice cube is playing the drum because of his T-shirt?
Yeah. That would probably be a better deal if Ice Cube had been playing drums.
For sure. I think it would have been far more. I mean, it was entertaining. Like, if you look at pure entertainment value, yes. Like, it checks all the boxes. Ridiculous. Memorable. I mean, we're talking about it. Yes. Good? Not so much. But entertaining, for sure. Definitely entertaining. Absolutely entertaining. There was entertainment, and it happened. And it sparkled, also. So.
Yeah.
That happened. But enough about that. Enough about that. Let's talk about what we're really here to talk about, because, you know, so many people, they listen to music, and I guess a lot of people don't care. They don't care if the people in the bands are huge douchebags or super awesome. Like, they don't care. We care. Like, we have said before, like, when we review people, we only really want to review, like, decent people because we care, I guess. So we thought tonight we would share, you know, a little bit. And part of my sharing is going to come from after the sound check and the meet and greet. Michelle and I actually got to go onto the tour bus with Nothing More and hang out with them for about half an hour. And I got to tell you, Kelly, those dudes are so nice. Like, if they aren't really like that, then they're amazing actors, because, like, they were genuinely interested. They were asking us questions, you know, about things, not just sitting there like, let me tell you about myself. It wasn't like that at all. Like, they were very interested in, like, what we had to say, in, you know, things about us. I did learn that the those deep philosophical Instagram posts, those come from Johnny, who is the lead singer. He runs their Instagram.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me one bit.
Not at all.
Bit, at
right?
all. Yeah. No.
Yes. Mark runs their Twitter. And for those of you on Facebook that send Nothing More Facebook messages, so Daniel used to try to answer literally every single message. And you can imagine that got to be really, really difficult. And they were genuinely, like, when they were talking to us about it, like, they genuinely seemed unhappy, like, that they can't do that. But basically what it came down to them is, like, we get all these, like, amazing inspirational messages, you know, from people about how our music, you know, has affected them, changed their lives, this, that, and the other. And they said, like, we got to the point where we had to make a decision. Do we want to continue taking our time answering all those messages, or do we want to continue making more music that can affect so many other people? And obviously, you know, that's the decision that they made. So, you know, for the three people that listen, you know, if any of you send them private messages or whatever and they don't answer, please don't be offended. It's crazy. It's really them doing it. Like, they don't have a team. They don't have a social media team of people, you know, running all this stuff for them. It is literally them. And so, you know, they don't necessarily have all the time in the world to do this stuff. But what they did share is that they are getting ready to go back in the studio pretty soon here and give us another album. So that should be pretty exciting. And this shouldn't be much of a surprise, but the music, you know, they obviously write, and most of it is personal experiences, you know, from one or more of them. So there really is that, like, personal note to most all of their songs. And the other really cool thing was we got to chat with Ben, who is their new drummer. Ben has been with them like 7 minutes now after they, you know, lost their long-term drummer not too long ago. He is from Phoenix, super, super nice guy. You can tell he, you know, he's kind of shy. He's still kind of finding his way, you know, into the groove. But just an awesome set of gentlemen that I know that Kelly and I both are like super proud to give our stamp of approval and say how awesome they are.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they, like, they seemed, you know, there's some groups, like when you see them in concert, you can just tell that they just kind of, you know, they're up there acting kind of, you know, hoity-toity and snooty and whatever, and they think their shit probably doesn't stink. But they, I mean, like, I think as fans of, you know, fans of specific bands and as fans of just music in general, you can kind of tell, you know, whether the stuff they say on stage is genuine or whether it's, you know, for real or for show. So I loved it. And then they do have, sorry, I was reacting to something stupid on my phone. They do get, you know, not only a seal of approval, but like a high five, you're friggin' awesome, seal of approval. So.
And in fact, one of them gave me a high five when I said I was getting ready to run a half marathon. I got a high five.
I would high five you for doing this marathon. I would definitely do that because I can't, I feel like I walked 13 miles when we were at the concert and I, was exhausted.
Yes.
So, running, I can't run 1 mile. So being able to run 13, I do have a great, and sometimes I say things facetiously, but I have a ridiculous amount of respect and admiration for you to be able to do that. So props to you.
I appreciate that.
Nice. And I have a great T-shirt that, speaking of which, you need to send me, I guess just send me your North Carolina address, and I'll mail that bad boy to you, and you'll get it one day this week.
Yeah. That's exciting. So let's talk about another group that's super nice guys because, you know, we'll get all the nice guys out of the way first. So Shinedown,
sure.
Another group, super, super awesome guys. Brent, you know, Brent can be a little iffy at times, I will admit, you know, when you talk to him. However, he has been dealing with a lot of health issues lately. Michelle can attest to the fact that I almost had to punch a woman who was trying to, you know, talk crap about Brent. Like, why's he got to wear those sunglasses? Why's he got to wear that hat? Bitch, because he has migraines and he has issues. Don't talk about Brent, okay? Step off. Don't
right.
talk about Brent.
Leave him alone.
Step off.
Did you ever just think that he wears those sunglasses and hat because he's a freaking badass? Because he can.
Right?
That's why he does what
he
does. He looked,
right?
He had on sunglasses and a hat at the show last week, and he looked freaking amazing.
Right? How are you going to question Brent Smith? How are you going to do that? How are you going to do that, ma'am? Okay? You're not. So, yeah. So Michelle and I quickly put her in her place. But anyway, another group of four guys who are just genuine, super, super nice guys, down to earth, easy to talk to, polite, awesome, not at all, you know, celebrities per se. You know, they don't act that way. So if you ever have a chance to meet them, I highly recommend it. They're super inspirational. And if you ever have a chance to see them in concert and you haven't, and Kelly can now attest to this, you leave a Shinedown show feeling like you can conquer the world. I'm not even kidding. I don't know if they put something in the air. I don't know what it is. But, like, you walk out of there and you're like, I can be a race car driver. Yes, I can be an astronaut. Like, whatever it is that you want to do, you walk out of there fully believing that you can make it happen.
Yeah. No, I had much more confidence in myself, you know, when we were walking back to the car while they were still playing songs, you know. But, I mean, like, I was trying to explain to my father figure, because he said, you know, that I crossed something off my bucket list by, seeing Lynyrd Skynyrd, even partly in concert. And I was like, well, you know, I told him something, I don't know. But I said, you know, Shinedown was amazing. And he's like, okay, don't judge me, but who is that? And I was like, shut the front door. And so I had to explain to him, you know, like, who they are and how, you know, like, they're kind of great. And, yeah, they've got some songs that may have some, you know, like, some iffy language in it, because there are a few F-bombs in a song here and there. But a lot of their stuff really does have, like, positive messages about it. You know, like, Brent stood up there and gave this, you know, this little spiel before they played I'll Follow You Down. And he's like, you know, I see, you know, men and they're not treating their women correctly. And I'm like, freaking yeah, I need people to be here. I need people to hear this.
right. But, like, you should have recorded that shit.
And he was like, exactly. Exactly. But, it was just so much of their stuff really does. If you actually, like, listen instead of, because for the longest time, not going to lie to you, I would just, you know, like, I knew the words and I would sing along with the song, but I didn't actually think about the words of the song until, you know, probably, you know, 6 months ago. And then I started just, like, actually listening to the songs and being like, holy crap, you know, like, that is kind of fantastic, you know, like, they have,
right.
They have, you know, not all rock music have messages of, like, mess things up and be loud and crazy and stupid and, you know, get drunk and have sex and take drugs and do whatever. You know, some of them have good positive, positive messages to their stuff and stuff that actually affects people, like Nothing More song, you know, about his sister, which I've listened to on repeat for a long time now. Actually for probably just a week. But, I mean, you know, like there's stuff that affects people. Our guys from She Pulled the Trigger, who we can add to the list of, like, you know, groups of guys that are super cool. They still keep in touch with us. So, you know, like, they're, I don't know that we could call them friends yet, but they're our buddies. They're our guys.
I agree.
You know?
Yeah.
And they have music that has a positive message and a positive effect on people. And I think that's super cool. Because I wouldn't even listen to, like, you know, quote unquote rock music, because, you know, you think rock music and you think, like, oh, Marilyn Manson and it's scary. And I mean, like, yeah, he can be scary. Our friends went to a concert and he bit an animal's head off. So, you know, yeah, that's kind of freaky. He stabbed himself in the gut with a knife. That's kind of out there. But, you know, not everybody's like that. You know, and he did a pretty kick-ass version of Tainted Love. So Marilyn Manson's always going to be on the up and up with me. But anyway, I mean, like, do we have any more that are, I know just from hearing, like, the interviews that, you know, some of the groups did with Shannon over the weekend, you know, like the Blackstone Chair guys, you know, like I said, they're from, you know, just right here in the middle of Kentucky. They're super cool guys who are just, you know, like they're thankful that they've been given this opportunity. You know what I mean? Like a lot of people say that,
yep.
And they're just, you know, like bullshitting. But
they're just,
you know,
saying
like
it.
They're,
yeah.
Exactly, exactly. But they are like, legit.
No.
But I mean, like, but then we have some. We have some that I don't know. Where do we go from here, Claudia? Where do we go with this?
Where do we go? I mean, you know, I guess that we just need to say that, you know, not all people are good people. And it's sad when people pretend to be good people. Like, I'm okay if you're a crappy person and you fully own that. Like, I'm cool with that. Like, if you steadfastly let everybody know that you are a crappy individual and are not to be trusted, I'm fine with that. But it's the people that pretend to be good people and then aren't good people. That is where I begin to have a problem.
Yeah, I mean, like, people who, you know, who say the right thing and who, you know, they put across a good story and, you know, stuff they're currently, you know, putting on social media, you know, kind of coincides with the story they're telling you. But then, you know, if you look back a little bit, you see that they are complete douchebag liars.
Complete douchebag liars.
And,
like,
and,
not even
and probably,
kind of.
Yeah, not even like, you know, I sort of kind of don't really like them, but more like I'm a complete two-faced piece of garbage. And,
yeah.
And I, like,
complete.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I don't even think, like, complete does it just. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, I like the way we've been so honest tonight. But, I mean, like, honestly, if I have a poor opinion of you as a person, then I'm probably not going to, allow myself to enjoy your music. Not because maybe your music isn't good, but probably just because every time I listen to your song or every time I, you know, hear you on the radio or see your video or whatever, I'm going to be like, you know what, that person is such a freaking asshole. Like,
right. Like, I'm going to be reminded,
you know, and,
of the douchebaggery that is you. And I can't enjoy that.
Exactly.
How can I enjoy that? I can't.
Yeah,
especially
exactly.
When you're pretending not to be a douchebag. That is the word. Again, who is a douchebag that we know is a douchebag? Okay, Zach Wilde. He's kind of a douchebag. I think he's cool with that, though. Like, I think he fully owns that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's apologetic. I don't think he tries to put out any other type of persona. Like, I think he is who he is. Good for him. You
right.
know what? Like, whatever. Fantastic. But then when you have people to whom we are referring right now that, you know, pretend to be good people and just like, oh, I'm so philosophical and I like, I'm so deep and I'm so interesting. And then you find out like, oh, like I have abandoned children out there in the world. Like, that's not cool.
Oh, shoot.
That is not cool.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no. I mean, like, some of us, you know, don't have both of our parents. And so, you know what, if you, and I say this to, you know, to, like, people who, you know, are jerks to their parents, too. But, you know, like, you need to not abandon your children. You need
right.
to, you know, not only because, like, you know, as a parent, you've got to understand that you have a, and I say this like I'm a parent. I'm a parent of a dog. I have a dog. But, you know, like, it's kind of the same thing. I have a financial responsibility to make sure that
right.
Duke has enough food to eat. I have a financial responsibility to make sure that, you know, that we pay the bills here at the house, so he doesn't have to live on the street. But, you know, but there's also, like, an emotional thing involved there. And if you're just abandoning your kids, you know, like, think about the
baby. How do you have a soul?
Exactly. I don't think he has one. I lost my dad when I was 20. So that was, like, almost 15 years ago. And, you know, and I'm still at a point where, like, you know, that's damaging enough for me. And I had my dad for 20 years. You know, you think about people who grow up just thinking, like, oh, my dad didn't want me. He didn't stay around. You know what I mean?
Right.
That damages
mm-hmm.
people. That hurts people. And that hurts
it does.
You know, that hurts kids long term so severely that, you know, that, like, you don't have control over that. I mean, but in a way you do. You have control over that because you need to not be an asshole and go take care of your family.
Right.
Who cares if you don't get along? That's like my friend and his ex. You know, he doesn't give two squats about her anymore. He doesn't love her. He doesn't want to be with her. They aren't ever going to be together again. But he does love his son. So he has to make sure that he deals with her and is cordial with her because she is the mother of the child.
Exactly.
And he has a responsibility to take care of his children.
Yes, that responsibility never goes away.
No, it doesn't.
For non-douchebaggy people, apparently, it never goes away. For douchebaggy people, I guess the thought process is that you can just turn that off. Oh, no, I want to go be a rock star. I don't need to take care of my child anymore. I'm just going to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think so.
But how do you do that?
I certainly can't answer that. And for anybody wondering, you know, who we're talking about, and Kelly and I have always said that, you know, we're not going to totally talk crap about people, but if you look in our descriptions of our show tonight, you will see that we mentioned three bands, and we've talked very positively about two of them. So the power of deduction should lead you to understand to whom we are referring. And I mean, I don't think we can be
like
more clear than that unless we draw a picture.
I feel like since we, you know, like we say we're all honest all the time, that maybe we could say that there's some group's music that we probably won't appreciate anymore. You know, just because particular members of their group are POSs. Or would it be like peas?
Yeah.
Anyway, they're pieces of poop. They're pieces of crap. You're a piece of crap.
I
wish.
Yeah. I'll just put it like this.
They could listen to that.
You know, Kelly, you know how difficult it is to get on my run playlist, right?
Yeah.
Very hard for a band to get on my run playlist. Well, it is not hard to get off of my run playlist. And last week I removed Breathing Theory from my run playlist. And I got to say, I don't miss them. I do not miss them at all. At all.
Yeah.
I did
take their stuff off my I took their stuff off my, you know, off my playlist as well. I deleted them from my stuff. I also did not, and you know, I feel like I should tell Rob I'm sorry. Sorry, Rob. Didn't send a link for their song to my DJ friend so he could play them on the radio. Didn't do it.
Because I'm not
going to promote a group. You know, maybe they should, you know, consider their members a little more carefully if
yeah.
Whatever. It's just it's friggin' ridiculous.
Not you,
you know,
Rob.
Like,
not you, Rob. You didn't
yes,
do it.
No, we
sorry.
Like, we oh. like you, Rob.
Yeah.
If I could
You're
say,
in the company
you know,
of...
If we could promote, you know, just like one particular member of said group,
right.
you know, we would it would be Rob because he's kind of fantastic.
He seems normal.
But, yep, seems, you know, like seems like not a douchebag, although we probably said that about, you know, what's his name as well.
The other one. Yeah.
So, yeah, the other
one. The dude.
That's
we did.
We said that. We said he was normal. You know, the all of our four listeners can consider this our, I guess we're eating crow because
we are.
They're
and
not
that,
as
not
awesome
good.
As we thought.
Mm-mm. And with that, we are going to also, we are going to provide a social media tip to go along with that. So if you encounter an individual on, just for example, Instagram, okay? Say you meet somebody on Instagram. That is fan-freaking-tastic. You meet that person. You converse with that person on Instagram. Good for you. Awesome. Investigate all of their social media profiles immediately, if not sooner. That's all I'm going to say. Investigate them all immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah, because you find out
that
a lot.
Is my tip.
You
do
you find out a lot. You know, probably a lot of stuff that they probably didn't want you to know. But you find it out, and
you find it out.
You know, it's not great.
It's not great. But you find
and it's not exactly. And this is why, like. Okay. I think we know that I am a very trusting person. I probably trust people a little more quickly and a little more fully than I should a lot of times because, you know, hey, you get messages from people. They talk to you, tell you you're cool and you're not a bother. And then you know, again, study their social media and find out that, hey, they kind of have a girlfriend. So it's like, what? What in the world?
Damn.
Anyway, I know, right? But anyway, you know, but you know, and we had this discussion too. You know, like I take stuff and I run with it. So like, you know, I want to think the best about people. I have... and like my outlook about people is crazy positive until it gives me, you know, like until people or circumstances give me a reason for that outlook to not be positive. So, you know, hey, I think, you know, the guys from, you know, from Blackstone Cherry are pretty freaking awesome. A, because they have great music. B, because they do everything they can to help people. Today, I donated like $15 because they shared a link about a family that they're friends with in Glasgow who lost their house in a fire. So it was a total loss. These poor people, yeah. But you know, you didn't hear them saying, you know, like, oh, you know, like. People like looking to us for handouts or, you know, or whatever, you know, like they, I don't know if they created it, but they, you know, they were definitely promoting this, this GoFundMe account for, you know, for this family. So yeah, I mean, like, I think Blackstone Cherry is cool. Therefore, I donated $15 to these people today, because I know what it's like to, you know, to lose stuff that you care about in a fire. It happened to my family when I was younger. And so, you know, like, I don't know what $15 will do for them, but hopefully it'll help that family somehow. But, like, when they
every
do stuff to help
counts.
People. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
And if I might say, that is an appropriate use of a GoFundMe account.
Exactly. Exactly. I was just about to say the same thing.
Definitely.
I may set up a GoFundMe account to start my, my festival tickets, you know, like for, for all of these
yeah.
festivals
well,
that I'm
if you're gonna do that, like,
convincing myself that we're
going to. Yeah, let's do a joint once we can both go. Yeah. We'll just travel the country. I like it.
Yes.
Well,
yes, absolutely.
Unfortunately, our hour is up, but you know, I want to make sure that we spend like a minute, maybe two, could be three, talking about the Gator quarterback that is now suspended for a year.
Oh,
have you heard about this, Kelly?
My goodness. I haven't looked at all the details. I did see, you know, that he was suspended for using performance-enhancing drugs. And I was like, this kid, he's the reason that we lost to them when they were here at Kentucky. He's the reason that, well, him and our offensive line are the reason that there, you know, was a hole in my wall.
Right. He should have to come fix that hole.
Yeah. I mean, he should. He should. And you know what? He's got plenty of energy to do it because he has, you know, performance-enhancing drugs in his system. Exactly. And nothing to do.
Exactly.
So congratulations, Will.
Now,
we're proud of you.
Apparently it was, allegedly, I guess, it was in an over-the-counter supplement. And, you know, it's like Jimbo Fisher said when he found out about it, like, why would you take anything that didn't come from your staff, you know, from the coaches or the trainers or any of that? Why would you take anything that did not come directly from them and that you had not shown them and gotten their okay? Like,
exactly.
That's just stupid. I mean, so it's hard for me to determine whether this kid, because he is going to Florida, so is he just that stupid, or is all this a lie? You know, and he was on some, like, he knew what he was doing. Because normally I would say you can't be that dumb, but he is a Gator. So he could be that dumb. I don't really know.
He could.
I'm just saying.
He could.
How stupid are you that you're going to, like, march on into GNC, which, by the way, you can now buy it like Rite Aid, so we're not talking about quality shit here. And you're going to grab some crap off of the shelves and just start gulping it down. Like, that's not smart. It's not smart.
No. That's not wise. If we're talking about, though, stuff that that athletic programs are doing that's not smart, my excitedness and my exuberance about Louder Than Life and about the stuff that we talked about so far really overshadowed all this stuff. But, I mean, if we're going to talk about, you know, scandals and junk, how about the University of Louisville apparently, allegedly, we'll throw that in there, allegedly.
Sure, just for fun.
Just for the heck of it, because we see more and more information every day that this is actually a real thing and it actually happened. So it's freaking ridiculous and freaking awesome all at the same time. I think I've already said that once about something, but whatever. There was the director of basketball operations, and apparently from 2010 to 2014, he got prostitutes for recruits to come on visit. You get to have sex with the prostitute if you're going to visit the Bell basketball program, allegedly.
Girl wrote a book
named Name. Had pictures, had screenshots.
She named
messages.
Names.
She named names, had pictures. Our boy Shane Bohannon, who can't leave Louisville alone and can't quit getting them in trouble, was one of them that apparently, you know, quote unquote, benefited from said activity there. Because he was a screw up. Like, dang it, he was a screw up.
I got
kicked out of school for smoking weed too many times, and And now we find out that he slept with hookers on his visit.
Right.
Congratulations.
Now, when I thought it was bad. I went on a few official visits to schools back in the day. And when I went to UNC, who I hate, by the way. But anyway, when I went there, they took me out clubbing. They gave me a fake ID. I was some girl from like Finland or Austria or something. And they took me out clubbing that night. And I thought that was like somewhat scandalous. But apparently not. I mean, there were no prostitutes. Female,
right.
Male,
now, there
nothing.
There were no prostitutes.
You know,
Were you of age to get into said nightclub?
I was not, because I was I would have been like 16 at the time. So no, in no way, shape, or form was I of age. But
it definitely does, because not only did they get they got hookers, okay, sorry. It's just ridiculous. They got alcohol for minors. They, in the book it said that they also brought, they just brought some weed and stuff, to minors. They had, not only did, were the guys that were recruits minors, but the some of the girls that this madam was pimping out to these guys were her daughters, and they were minors.
Shut
and they were like, one was like 15. Some of them was 15 years old, and she's basically pimping her out to that. It's ridiculous. I guess in the grand scheme of things, like, you kind of want it to be funny because, it's like, the downfall of U of L athletics and blah, blah, blah.
Which is cool.
But it's, that part's cool. But, the fact that, there's so many sad things about it. This woman pimped out her daughters. These kids were minors. There need to be some sort of legal charges brought somewhere, because not only are you, you're giving alcohol to minors, you're giving drugs to minors, that's inappropriate touching of a minor. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that.
You're not.
I mean, it's just, the whole thing is sad. And, as much as I like to make fun of Rick Pitino and talk about, what a goober he is, I fully acknowledge that he came to Kentucky and restored our program to the place where it started to get to where it is today. If it weren't for
Rick
Pitino, we wouldn't be where we are. However, he was a traitor when he left and went to the Celtics and then came back and went to the University of Louisville. And he has said just like completely disrespectful things about Kentucky. So, on one hand, I do feel bad for him. I don't think he knew anything about all this stuff. I think it's kind of like you're the head coach. You're supposed to know what's going on. So
exactly.
Kind of
like
you don't. I mean, unfortunately, you don't get out of that. That's your responsibility as a head coach.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I agree.
Exactly.
And I do just want to say that my official visit at Florida State was all on the up and up. Nothing illegal, immoral, or unethical occurred during that visit. Just want to put that out there. So, Kelly, it is time for us to go. Now that we have shared all of our, fantastic knowledge about the behind the scenes, the men behind the music, got some scandalous sports talk in. I feel like it has been an awesome hour. And please, for the three of you listening, don't forget that we're always looking for new bands to review on our show. We need one for next Monday. Just remember, no douchebags allowed. So if you have any thoughts, suggestions, ideas, please feel free to hit us up on Twitter or Instagram. But please also know that when you do that, we are going to now look at all your other social media profiles and make sure you're not a douchey liar. Just fair warning.
That's true. Because if you are a douchey liar, not only will we, A, not talk positively about your music, but B, we're probably going to call you an asshole throughout the grand scheme of this thing. So, just get ready. Just get ready for it.
Just be prepared. So cleanse your social media profiles before reaching out to us if you have anything to hide. And on that note, Kelly, I hope you have a fantastic evening, a wonderful week, and we'll talk next Monday.
For